Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website
ontheedgesofchange.com.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of November 21st. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Here's a phrase from this week's podcast poem. Your life is exactly what it is. This is an amazing week for an attitude of gratitude. And yes, in the United States, we're celebrating Thanksgiving, and hopefully we're celebrating in a much deeper, more authentic way, and continuing to release the harmful and erroneous myth of how the pilgrims and the Native Americans came together in peace. We have a history of genocide and invisibilizing and grabbing all the resources from the First Nation peoples. Let's not perpetuate that very erroneous and harmful myth, but rather lean into harvest, lean into celebration, lean into gratitude and thanksgiving for your precious life and our precious world, even in the midst of all of its challenges. We start out Monday, November 21st. Mercury is conjunct Venus at 6 degrees of Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is a really wonderful fire sign of expansion. And the way that the zodiac wheel works is the sign before Sagittarius is Scorpio. And the sun is just about to come out of Scorpio and go into Sagittarius. Some of the planets have already stepped into Sagittarius. And this is a really important time in the annual journey for all of us who are sensitive to the astrological energies. Scorpio is a powerful, essential sign. And it's a challenging sign for a lot of us, because when planets are in Scorpio, those characters in us and in the world go into underneath the layers. We want to get down to it. And sometimes we also get caught in pockets of intense trauma and drama and emotionality and resentment that needs to be transformed and changed. But it's like you're in the basement, you're in the deep cave with Scorpio, and you need to be. The next sign over, when the planets move through Scorpio, the next sign they go into is Sagittarius, which is a very different energetic. It's called a fire sign, and its image is a centaur, half human, half horse person, aiming their arrow for the center of the galaxies into the heavens. So it's this energy of expansion and seeking and meaning making and bigger picture. And it so fits in many ways in the Northern Hemisphere, because so many cultures at the end of the year have ceremonial, celebrational times of lights and giving gifts and, you know, the end of the year and getting through the darkness and going into the light. So we prepare for that with the sun and the planets going into Sagittarius. The sun won't go there until the 22nd of November, but Venus and Mercury are already there coming together in the early part of Sagittarius. So here we have Mercury, the storyteller, communicator, the one that has to do with your mind and your narratives, in union with Venus, the archetype of the beloved, the relational one, what you care about, what you value. This is a fabulous week to be thinking and speaking and praying your gratitude. You know, what do I love? Who do I love? What do I value? And how am I growing my life? How am I expanding? How am I tapping greater wisdom? It's a very supportive and energizing connection. And then on Wednesday, November 23rd, we have an enormous blessing. First of all, we have the new moon at 2 degrees of Sagittarius at 2:57 p.m. Pacific. Right after that, the planet Jupiter goes forward at 29 degrees of Pisces. So let's put them together here first. Sun and moon come together every month at the new moon. So there is this seed point. There is this blessing of union between the yin and the yang, between the solar and the lunar. And you can see the sun as your conscious ego self, your conscious self, your hero, heroine, journeyer in life. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm on my path. And the moon is that instinctive nurturer, that deeply emotional, irrational, fluid one of us. And when the sun and moon come together at the new moon, we begin a new monthly cycle. And it begins in Sagittarius. What do I believe in? What do I aspire to? What are my deeper truths? How do I want to learn? How do I want to grow? How do I make meaning out of my life? These are all Sagittarius energies. And this new moon is close to Venus and Mercury, the two I just spoke about. So it's a really powerful week for watching your mind and what gets you excited, what new ideas are coming forward. How do you want to grow and expand in a conscious way, in a way that has integrity with your beliefs and your values? Not so much with an unconscious, typical consumer. You know, let's grab, let's spend money. I want, I want, I want. That's really wounded. But rather, more your aspirations. What do I dream about? Where do I really want to spend my life energy? What's important to me? Who do I really want to be in relationship with? And bring in that more reflective experience. Then Jupiter, the teacher, the seeker, the wise one in us, this archetype, this planet, appears to go forward on November 23rd after having been retrograde since late July, July 28th, so almost 4 months of being retrograde. Now remember, when a planet appears to be going backwards in its orbit or retrograde, it's not physically doing that, but energetically it is. It's asking us to review. So since late July, this expanded one in us, this one that's trying to learn and grow and bring our wisdom forward, has said, oh, I need to go inside for a bit. And what's really powerful is that Jupiter is going forward in Pisces. Now, just to remind you about the journey with Jupiter and a lot of the planets, the planets, as they retrograde, sometimes will travel between two signs. So it's like they're going backwards into another territory. And let's just review a bit how Jupiter has been dancing with Pisces. And why I'm doing this with you is because Pisces is the last sign of the 12 signs in the zodiac. And the next sign over is Aries. When a planet is in Pisces, not only are they exploring the expression of their archetypal nature through that sign, but there's some kind of completion work going on. Now let's just look at when Jupiter has been in Pisces. It entered Pisces mid-May of 2021 and stayed there for 2 months till about late July of 2021. So that little pocket of time. Then at the end of 2021, it came back into Pisces and stayed there until May of 2022, just following with me there. And now it's from late October of 2022 until late December of 2022. So there's these three little times in the last year or so when Jupiter is in Pisces. And what that archetypal journey is about is expanding our deeper intuitive, unconscious, dreaming, mystical side. And this can be both deeper spiritual practices, intuition, visionary experiences, and it can also be expanding into some of the challenges of Pisces, which can be where we feel victimized, or we feel caught and overwhelmed, or we feel disassociative. And all of that can be happening with all the tremendous challenges going on in our world. But I want you to be aware that really we've had about a year and a half, off and on, of Jupiter in Pisces, opening up and expanding your non-cognitive ways, tracking your deeper feelings, and also paying attention to heal parts of you that might feel victimized or overwhelmed or addicted. Now, when Jupiter leaves Pisces at the end of the year and goes back into Aries, it actually is formally starting a whole new 12-year cycle. Jupiter takes about 12 years to go through all 12 zodiac signs, and roughly it spends a year in each sign. Now, why that's important is as Jupiter is finishing up its gig in Pisces this year, the end of this year, you might want to reflect on you know, is there anything that I really seeded and started back in 2010 and 2011? From mid-2010 till mid-2011, Jupiter went into Aries and began its most recent cycle through the zodiac wheel. And some of what you might be looking at, struggling with, reflecting on, getting insights about, might have to do with things in your life in 2010 and 2011. So you might take some reflection time at the end of the year as we're moving into these ceremonial times and holiday times, is to say, wow, what was happening in my life in the middle part of 2010 to the middle part of 2011? What new pathways did I start? Relationships, places to live, work, or projects, or family encounters. Because if you notice, wow, this is an important phase when something started, you can take the rest of the year as Jupiter's finishing its journey through Pisces to really complete emotionally. Really reflect and say, how have I grown? What have I learned? What are my deeper beliefs? What's the wisdom that's grown with me as a seeker or teacher in the last 11, 12 years? It's worthwhile because especially now this week that Jupiter's going forward, there is this moving forward energy with the new moon. And it's so good as you move forward to also honor where you've been and sort of let it go. So just be aware of this expansive Jupiter energy. It is a big gas planet in our solar system, and it's a big gas archetype in our psyches and in our world. It really is, this is good, more is better. That's Jupiter. And Pisces is like, oh, spread the love. But also you might be struggling a little bit with unconscious victim patterns. So be really kind to yourself and loving to yourself. And that also fits the rest of this week. On Thursday, November 24th, Thanksgiving itself, Mercury and Venus are both trining Chiron at 12 degrees Sagittarius Aries. Now, this is so lovely because Chiron is the wounded healer archetype. It's a comet asteroid, a really interesting shapeshifter character. And it represents our healing journey personally and also our healing journey with our ancestral legacy, where we still unconsciously might be carrying some of our ancestors' wounds because we love them so much, or there's family patterns that we might be caught in. A trine means the planets are in very harmonious connection to each other. So here at the beginning of the week, Venus and Mercury are together. We're expanding our mind with what we love and what we value, and we're learning and we're making sense of things and meaning-making because they come together in Sagittarius. And now Chiron is in Aries, so the healing journey is an Aries one. Dare I be true to myself? Is it okay to be me? And can I do it in such a way that's not a wounded rebel running over everybody and viciously just plowing through saying, I got to do it my way? But rather, can I honor my own uniqueness and individuality and stop making myself wrong for it? And yet also understand the bigger perspective, Sagittarius, of how my ability to be true to myself and stop fighting myself and stop fighting other people is a way to expand my own wisdom into the world and bring my love to the world by being true to myself. So see what happens Thanksgiving. It might be a decent Thanksgiving if you're with family. I also want to honor and remind you that Chani Nicholas has a wonderful app, and I'm going to read to you what she says about this new moon in Sagittarius this week. She says, Wednesday's new moon in Sagittarius brings sweetness, connection, and much needed ease. This lunation marks the official end of eclipse season and ushers in a period of new beginnings. And to add even more potency to the moment, Jupiter, the planet of abundance and ruler of Sagittarius, stations direct, appears to go forward, mere minutes after the sun and moon come together, pulling greater focus and opportunity to our fresh starts. It's simple, it's straightforward, and it's lovely. So good energy for this week. I'm going to add something new this week of the new moon to the podcast to give you a really succinct support for this week. It's your alchemize your mindset tip. Flip your habitual mooned mindset. That's how you can turn the lead into gold. Look at the deeper meaning of how your wounds have initiated you into deeper authenticity. Flip that narrative, what's wrong with me, to how have my challenges and struggles actually initiated me into greater authenticity? Instead of what's wrong with me, what's right about who I am? Try that to alchemize your mindset this week. And this week's poem totally supports you to do that expanded process and to flip the old mindset. It's called The Way It Is by Lynn Ungar. The Way It Is. One morning you might wake up to realize that the knot in your stomach had loosened itself and slipped away, and that the pit of unfulfilled longing in your heart had gradually, and without your really noticing, been filled in, patched like a pothole, not quite the same as it was, but good enough. And in that moment, it might occur to you that your life, though not the way you planned it, and maybe not even entirely the way you wanted it, is nonetheless persistently, abundantly, miraculously, exactly the way it is. So there you are, dear ones. Consider this week that your life is exactly what it is, and it's good. Enjoy your time of Thanksgiving and cultivate that attitude of gratitude. Bless your journey.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are
on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.